Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hey, all right. I love to hear that today on this every time we gather, but especially this morning as we gather for our Easter worship. There are some welcome and announcements that I'd like to offer to you and call your attention to on the back of your bulletin. There aren't many announcements, but there are some schedule changes with some of our adult Bible class coming up this week, as well as choir practice. So those of you involved with that, please note those schedule changes this coming week. Also, one note that's not in our bulletin, you're free to take your Easter lily home with you after service today. If you did adorn our sanctuary, isn't this just gorgeous today with all the flowers and the cross? But if you did donate a lily, you're free to take that home today after service. Are there any other announcements for our church family today? Very well then, your service order is exclusively in your service folder, your bulletin. So all your hymns, everything you need are there. And so let's have worship, and at this time we'll hear from the choir. So Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Since we have gathered to glory in our Lord's resurrection and received the body and blood of Christ in fellowship around this altar, let us confess before God and one another that we sin in thought, word, and deed and cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our loving Father, begging his forgiveness and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life in the glorious victory procession, your risen Son. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
congregation may be seated. We continue with the children's chime choir and then a short children's message following.
Everybody. I'm going to talk to you today about running. You can sit by me or you can sit on the steps, either way. Okay. There's lots of reasons that we run. Sometimes we run when we're in a race. Have you ever been in a race? Yes. Or playing soccer? Sometimes you're running away from something, like if you're afraid. Thank you. So different. Sometimes we just run for fun.
Or sometimes you run to God.
If you need help, you can run to God. Come on up. And sometimes you play tag. Well, when I tell a story about running, sometimes I have kids help me and do this when there's running. So if you want to do that when there's running in my story, you can do that with me. Today's story happened on Easter morning. Easter, like today. The very first time there was an Easter, when it was still dark, Some ladies went to see the place where Jesus had been buried in a garden. And when they got there, they found out he was not there, that he was alive. Get ready. So they ran to tell his other friends about that. And they were a little bit afraid, but they were also excited. So they wanted to tell about what they saw and what they didn't see. So then two of the disciples, Peter and John, they kind of got in a race. And they ran back to the garden because they wanted to learn if that was true, that Jesus wasn't there. Is it true? And it was true. Then later that day, two of Jesus' friends were walking to another town, and they walked and they walked and they walked, and that town was about 7 miles away. And then a man was walking with them. And they said, "Do you know what happened today?" And the man said, "Tell me about it." Then when they got to the town, they learned that that was actually Jesus and that he was alive, and they got to see him. So you know what they did? They did. They ran all the way back to tell the Jesus' other friends that they got to see him. So the ladies ran to tell about Jesus. Peter and John ran to learn if it was true about Jesus. And then the other disciples ran to tell about Jesus. So
they spread the word of God.
They did. And that is what we can do too. So we can learn about Jesus and we can tell about Jesus. And so I brought you a wristband today to help you remember that Jesus loves you all the time, and he wants us to learn about him and tell about him. Okay? So let's have a prayer, and then you can pick out whatever wristband that you want, and Reagan is going to help you pick them out. Oh, maybe you can even spread them out on the floor. Can you do that? Okay. All right. Hold hands. You can get one for your sister, absolutely. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to earth.
Thank you for coming to earth.
To live.
To live.
To die.
To die.
And to come alive again.
To come alive again.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so will you spread these out on the floor? Just dump them out. Okay, come and get whatever color you want. Oh, well, let's see if, can you get her a pink one? Thank you. Okay. And then you can go back down the aisle. Get whatever one you want and head on back.
Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk to the Red Sea. The enemy said, 'I will pursue and I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword and my hand shall destroy them.' He blew with wind and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majesty and holiness, awesome and glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them up. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed, and you have guided them by the strength to the holy abode. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands you have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If in Christ we have hope only in this life, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, and by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end. And when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite the congregation to stand. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, Alleluia, sleep. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The resurrection gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us speak together our summary of Christian faith and the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we sing together Hymn of the Day, LSB 462, All the Earth While Joy is Sounding. What joyous day it is to be gathered in the house of the Lord, indeed. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the message this day is the gospel reading from St. Luke chapter 24. You see, this first day was a new day. It was a new day, just as it's a new day for you and for me. The climactic moment in God's salvation story. The promise of eternity is offered to all. We've been through Lent and we've followed the trail and the journey of our Savior Jesus. The promise of eternity now offered to all because of Him. The promise of God's kingdom is offered, though, not only in the hereafter, but in the here and now. All because the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Here, let's say alleluia. He is risen indeed. The stench of death has not got the last word, and it need not hold any of us hostage. For today, the resurrection message, the joy that we have in our Lord, is the resurrection joy that Christ provides for us, this gift of abundant life. And we have been given victory over sin, death, and the grave. And we are no longer dead. We are dead no more. The gospel reading gives us the account of several women who went to the tomb at dawn looking for Jesus. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. You see, they were bringing spices to take care of the body of their dead Lord. And so can you imagine the surprise that morning upon reaching the tomb and finding not only the stone, which was very, very heavy and large, it was rolled away. And you have the angels appearing in this dazzling apparel. Yes, we're adorned with the white of the lilies and the white of the pyramids, but you can't imagine the dazzling white and light emitted in this encounter. I'm going to take just a moment to digress. Sometimes being a parent presents itself with a problem, doesn't it? For those of you who have been parents, yes, sometimes there are challenges, but there are also joys. As families work together to seek to walk faithfully, collectively, as a family, and both individually. So there's a story that I read one time of a father who on one Easter morning went to get his son out of bed. He yells upstairs because they're going to go to church. It's Easter. And the father yells upstairs, "Wake up, child of God, Christ is risen," the father said. To which the son grudgingly replies, "Downstairs, why do you seek the living among the dead?" So some of you have maybe experienced this with your children, right? Rousing them up and getting them out of bed. I know I have periodically, or we have from time to time. And so you can imagine, why do you seek the living among the dead? In this case, we're at a tomb, and that's where you would expect to find the dead. When we go to our cemeteries and graveyards to visit with our long-lost loved ones who've gone on before us, we don't see people who are alive, do we? No. All we have are the memories of those who were with us at one time in our lives. Sometimes you might go to lay flowers at the tombstone or the graveside, and you'll see a freshly dug grave. And that's a reminder that there are no living here, no living people to be found. The monuments, the flowers, the freshly dug mounds, all of these things remind us of people who've gone on before us. And so as you're walking to visit your the grave of your loved one, perhaps there are memories of family events. Perhaps brothers and sisters in Christ who were part of your lives through the years. So it's no different for these women when they come to the tomb of Jesus. He was an integral part of their lives. They followed him. They interacted with him. So they arrive. How can this be? Jesus alive? We just saw what they did to him. We saw him die painfully on the cross. He is not here. He is risen from the dead. Can it be? How can someone rise from the dead? We've heard of near-death experiences in our society today. Maybe someone has no heartbeat for a while. Maybe for minutes. But for 3 days. It can't be that Jesus is alive. It can't be. The angels reminded them, as they remind us today, Jesus had spoken about this so many times in their midst. Remember back in Galilee, how he said he had to be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and rise from the dead on the third day. Then the women remembered. Do we remember? Do we? God has said many, many things in the Bible. He's told us not to worry about earthly things that he provides. It's true that someday you and I will die. It's a fact of life for all of us. And as sinners, we look around our world. You need not go to a cemetery or graveyard to see death. Just look around your world and you'll see it. Yet do we remember the words of Jesus? Just as Christ lived among people, was crucified, died, was buried in a grave, he rose again on the third day. This day we remember. We remember that we are dead no more. What? You just said we all face death. And by the way, right now I'm perfectly alive and well. So what are you talking about here? What I mean is that once we were dead to sin, but because of Christ and what he has done for us, we are alive spiritually. Yes, Christ makes us whole by cleansing us of our sins and providing for us eternal life through the shedding of his body and blood. Yes, salvation and eternal life. We can't wrap our brains around this. And not only for our brothers and sisters in Christ, whom we may visit from time to time in our cemeteries and graveyards, but the hope is for us today. Jesus said that he has overcome the world. Do we believe it? He said that the church shall stand, and that the very gates of hell shall not overcome it. Do we stand with the church, the people gathered around God's word, or do we scatter because we are afraid? I'm new here, but like many congregations, RLC has faced many challenges through the years. But through God's guidance and grace, the people of God persevere. God is with us. Do not be afraid of death or any other thing that comes into our lives to separate us or to challenge us or to bring about doubt. And the promises given to us today, not only a promise, but a promise for fulfilled in Jesus. There's a very common phrase or sentence in Scripture, isn't it? Do not be afraid. You see, fear is a ball and chain that drags us down in our human condition. Our fears hold us captive. It paralyzes us in so many ways. Could be fear of failure, fear of being vulnerable, fear of being hurt by someone. Maybe fear of dying. And when these fears overtake us, the stone of the tomb is firmly in place in our lives, because fear keeps us stuck. And it's the devil's way of neutralizing faith and keeping us in the veritable or tomb in which we find ourselves. And so as God's people, people of the risen Lord, the risen Christ, we encounter our lives with courage. We go about living in our community, our nation, and our world. And as a church, keep moving forward. The saving message of the risen Christ is the best news that could ever be shared with anybody. Period. And as Easter people, as people of God's resurrection, we preserve and endure because we do not travel alone. We have the promise from Jesus that He is and will be with us always. So remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. He has the power to give us power for living for any situation now, and the power to live with Him forever in a much better place. A place which He refers to as paradise. No matter what our situation, the truth about who Jesus is and what He has done for us in His death and resurrection gives us hope for the future. For we are dead no more, but living. So we read, Peter ran to verify, and suddenly, with the sun rising, there's a new day. He went in and saw the burial cloths, the strips. And he goes home in wonder. Doesn't quite get it yet. Today, what about us? Do we get it? Are we people who get up today happy because it's time to celebrate the greatest miracle the world has ever known? God has reversed the curse of death. Because He had the power to raise Himself. Remember the jeers. Remember the spitting, the beating. You can't save yourself. How do you save others? Oh, ho, ho. He has reversed the curse of death. Because He had the power to raise Himself. And it shows He has the power to do anything. He is God. And He has done what only God can do. He takes away the sins of the world and He claims us as His people. And He restores us to our Heavenly Father. We look for the dawn of a new day. Life is good, and one day soon Jesus will be coming back here. He will reach down and open up the earth where folks are buried and carrying them back to where they belong. No longer will the world be full of dead people. There will be a place of life. The dead will come alive and be remade to live forever in paradise, along with all of the others that He calls home when He returns. And it happens because on a Sunday like this, over 2,000 years ago, His people went expecting to see a dead body. And they came back with surprising news. The same news that we celebrate today. The good news of Jesus Christ. Crucified, died, buried, but risen. And so as we live our lives, brothers and sisters, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we seek to experience God's love, joy, hope, and peace as His people. And so my prayer is that we live with courage as his church and live as people of the resurrection. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite the congregation to stand as we continue our service with the prayer of the church. As we do so, I invite you to turn to the back of your bulletin where we have a number of folks and we'll lift up by name during our service today. And then at the appropriate time, there'll be a moment of silence at which time you may lift up those on your hearts and minds silently. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, our strength and song, you have become our salvation. Receive our thanks for your gracious deliverance in Christ Jesus, crucified and risen. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, in baptism, you have joined us to Christ's death and resurrection and made us citizens of your kingdom. Move our hearts to repentance that we would set our minds on things above and be directed by your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, when doubt and fear weigh us down, console us with the certainty that Christ is risen from the dead and that he rules over all things for our good and greets us with life in his means of grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, lead your people in your steadfast love and guide them in strength to your holy abode. Sanctify our homes. Be the companion of those who live alone. Make our households places where your wisdom and grace are found. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Grant that all in authority would govern according to your will, maintaining order and curbing evil, that we may live in peace. Lord, in your mercy. And righteous Lord, you have seated Christ at your right hand for our deliverance. Remember those afflicted with illness and injury, especially Pam and Dorothy, Eleanor and Les, Glenn and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Tom, Jackie, Ken, Susan, Vicky, Brenda, and all those whom we lift up to you silently from our hearts this day. Give them health and strength according to your will. Sustain them in faith, knowing that for Jesus' sake, you will raise them in glory on the last day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Heavenly Father, we pray for all those in the armed forces, law enforcement, or first responders, medical personnel. In the armed forces, we especially pray for Andy, that you be with all of those who serve in these capacities. Help them to serve with justice and wisdom and keep them safe from harm, Lord. We also pray for all of our missionaries, especially Alan, Lindsay, and Josie, serving in England, and Antoine, a mission in Haiti. Lord, we pray for our missions here at home. We pray for our Great Beginnings preschool staff and families that we remain safe and continue to go about teaching and learning and enjoying the fellowship of one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O God, our strength and salvation, you delivered your people from bondage in Egypt by means of the Passover lamb. As we celebrate Christ, our Passover Lamb, who has been sacrificed and raised from the dead, bless all who partake of his sacrament. Cleanse them from boasting, malice, and evil, and give them repentant hearts to receive him in sincerity and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Eternal God, thanks be to you for our victory over death, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who conquered death. Remember all who mourn, Comfort them with the promise that you love them with an everlasting love and will raise them and all your people from the dead through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Offerings may be placed in the plate at the exits or mailed to the church. I ask the congregation to remain standing as we sing the offertory on page 7, Lutheran Service Book Hymn 461, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right, our joy and hope, that our very lives sing praise to God, holy, mighty, eternal Father.
For the Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today the Lamb's blood seals the door against death. Today, the pillar of light shatters sin.
And that light is Christ.
Thanks be to God. Today, has Christ conquered, escaping death's grip, his blood removes our stain.
By his triumph over death, Adam's debt is paid. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. From chaos to creation, discord gives way to peace. Heaven is joined to earth. All people are united with God.
Night is brilliant as day, and its light is Christ.
Thanks be to God. Raise us up, Spirit of God. Breathe us to life. Save through the water. Renew us with your wine. Gather us by one bread into one body. Give light to our eyes that we may see your wondrous majesty, for our light is Christ. Thanks be to God. We praise your new creation bursting into bloom. By your resurrection, free us for service with all the faithful who with us await the Lamb's high feast of light and love to come, even as we live now and always through Christ our Lord. For Christ has risen, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Congregation to pray together as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Please be seated. The table is prepared. Welcome to the Lord's table.
Thank you. sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed the body of Christ given into death for your sins. The Lord bless you.
And blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul till life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Right. Pray. O God, for our redemption, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin so that we may live with him forever in the joy of his resurrection. Amen. May the peace of God, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in you what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.